This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. US Vice President J.D. Vance met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Vance was accompanied by his wife Usha, their children and senior members of the US administration. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the visiting dignitary. The Prime Minister fondly recalled his visit to Washington, D.C. in February this year and his fruitful discussions with President Trump, which laid down the roadmap for close cooperation between India and the U.S., leveraging the strengths of Make America Great Again and Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Modi and Mr. Vance reviewed and positively assessed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-US bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies and other areas. Meanwhile, the US Vice President has reached Jaipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the quality in governance is determined by how deeply schemes reach the people and their real impact on the ground. Addressing civil servants on the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to keep a close eye on global challenges in this rapidly changing time. He said food, water and energy security still remains a big challenge, particularly for the global south.
तेजी से बदलते समय में हमें ग्लोबल चैलेंजेज पर भी गहरी नजर रखनी है. फूड, वाटर और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी, विशेष रूप से ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए ये बहुत बड़ा संकट है. लंबे समय से चल रहे संघर्षों के कारण कई देशों में हालात और मुश्किल होते जा रहे हैं. इसका असर लोगों पर पड़ता है, रोजमर्रा के जीवन पर पड़ता है. हमें आगे बढ़ना होगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on his third official visit to Saudi Arabia from today at the invitation of Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman. This visit underscores the deepening strategic partnership between India and Saudi Arabia, marked by robust cooperation in trade, energy, defense and people-to-people ties. Prime Minister's trip comes at a crucial moment as Saudi Arabia accelerates its ambitious Vision 2030 agenda, a comprehensive national strategy launched in 2016 to diversify the kingdom's economy, empower its citizens, and position Saudi Arabia as a global leader. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India is actively engaging with the new US administration and aims to finalize the first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement by September-October this year. During her five-day visit to the U.S., she is scheduled to meet U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and officials from the United States Trade Representative's Office. The trip includes a keynote address at Stanford University, meetings with CEOs in San Francisco on investment and tech cooperation, and participation in diaspora events to boost India's cultural outreach. The center has imposed 12% safeguard duty on the import of certain non-alloy and alloy steel flat products with a view to shield Indian steel sector. Welcoming the decision, Union Minister of Steel H.D. Kumaraswamy stated that this measure is a timely and necessary step to protect domestic steel manufacturers from the adverse impact of import surges and to ensure fair competition in the market. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Save Earth Conclave at NASC Complex in New Delhi today to explore the potential of bamboo to mitigate climate change and drive economic growth. Pasha Patel, the chairman of the Chief Minister's Task Force for Environment and Sustainable Development in Maharashtra, said Mr. Shah will inaugurate the conclave, which is being organized by Phoenix Foundation Sanstha, Latur, and the Indian Chamber of Food and Agriculture. Nearly 1,200 delegates from across the country are expected to attend the conclave. Tributes have poured in from around the world following the demise of Pope Francis yesterday at his residence in Vatican's Casa Santa Marta at the age of 88 after a prolonged illness. Leaders worldwide, including Prime Minister Modi, along with officials from the European Commission, Russia, France and the United Kingdom, have paid tribute to the late Pope. In India, the government has declared 3 days of state mourning as a mark of respect. And that is the end of this news bulletin.